KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8 o'clock, it's partly cloudy and 14 degrees in Atlantic. We look forward to be partly cloudy today, the high around 26. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by ASI, Audiology and Hearing Instruments in Atlantic. In state news, the soggy weather in recent months frustrated many farmers who were delayed in harvesting crops, but Iowa's wettest fall since 1941 has pulled the entire state out of drought conditions for the first time since May of last year. Tim Hall, coordinator of hydrology resources for the Iowa DNR, says the key to becoming drought-free was southeast Iowa getting plenty of precipitation.
And it's gotten a lot of precipitation over a long period of time, which is really what it takes to get us out of a sustained drought like we've been in.
The final remnants of drought in Iowa were erased in November.
And in addition to the drought designation being removed, we now have all of our shallow aquifers across the state appear to be in really good shape going into the winter, which means we should have adequate groundwater supplies going into the spring months. And we're very encouraged by that because it's been some time before we felt really comfortable with that.
Iowa's rainfall total for September, October, and November was about 6 inches above normal. More than 75 years after nearly 2,400 members of the U.S. military were killed in the Japanese attack on Pearl Harbor, some who died on December 7, 1941 are finally being laid to rest in cemeteries across the U.S. In 2015, the Defense POW MIA Accounting Agency exhumed nearly 400 sets of remains from the National Memorial Cemetery of the Pacific in Hawaii after determining that advances in forensic science and genealogical help from families could make identifications possible. They were all on board the USS Oklahoma, which capsized during the attack and had been buried as unknowns after the war. Altogether, 429 sailors and Marines on board the Oklahoma were killed. Only 35 were identified in the years immediately following the attack. The Oklahoma's casualties were second only to the USS Arizona, which lost 1,177 men. Well, as of earlier this month, the agency has identified 186 sailors and Marines from the Oklahoma that were previously unidentified. Slowly, the remains are being sent to be reburied in places like Traer, Iowa, and Ottonagon, Michigan. Hundreds of people filled a Catholic church in Traer last month for William Videro's funeral. The solemn ceremony in his hometown included full military honors. His brother, John Videro, age 91, said it's something like a dream. John Videro was 14 when he found out about the bombings at Pearl Harbor and remembers huddling around a radio to find out what was going on. The family initially received a telegram saying William, the oldest of six siblings, was missing in action. A telegram in February 1943 notified the family of his death. More than 76 years after he died, the remains of Navy Seaman First Class Aaron Erics were buried on a brilliant summer day at a small cemetery amid the cornfields of northern Iowa. Hundreds gathered in July for Erics' graveside service at Sacred Heart Cemetery outside of Osage, in a sparsely populated farming region just south of Minnesota where Erics grew up. Although they didn't have Erics' remains, his family held a memorial service and placed a grave marker at the Sacred Heart Cemetery in 1942. When his remains were finally returned, they were buried at a site not far away. A program is again underway that takes unwanted deer hides from hunters across the state and uses them to help veterans. Spokesperson Lisa Wittick said the hides can be turned in at Elks Lodges across the state for use by the Veterans Leather Program.
The hides are salted and stored here in different places of Iowa, and then they're shipped to a tannery, I believe in the Kansas City area, and they're tanned, and they're turned into leather pieces.
Lytic says the leather is then used to make kits that are taken to the veterans' homes in the state where the veterans turn the leather into usable items.
They make moccasins, they do purses, they do coin purses, they do all kinds of anything you can make out of leather. The veterans do those things. And then they're also made into, there's a company that does the manufacturing of wheelchair gloves. So the veterans that are in wheelchairs wear those gloves to keep their hands from getting calluses. And those are really beneficial to our veterans.
Wittick says many of the items the veterans make are sold to raise money
to go back to help fund different things that the veterans need. So it's a wonderful big circle project. The hide comes in, it comes out, it makes a product, you know, so that's not going to waste.
Hunters donated some 3,300 hides to the program last year, and she encourages hunters to donate hides again this year.
You can go to elks.org, and there's a lodge locator. Type in your zip code, and it will give you the one nearest to you. You can call that lodge and see if they take hides. If they do, most lodges will arrange pickup from you as well.
Wittig says the deer hides are often left behind as most hunters don't keep them.
There are a few that do, but rarely do you see that. They just lay out there where the deer's been skinned, and that's where it stays. And we'd much rather, you know, have it come to us so that we can do something good with it.
Hunters in Iowa take around 100,000 deer during each hunting season. Atlantic Police Chief Dave Erickson informed the City Council during their meeting Wednesday night that Lieutenant Devin Hogue was presented with the Atlantic Area Chamber of Commerce's Angel of Christmas Award Sunday during the holiday concert. Hogue started the canned food drive for the food pantry 6 years ago, and the collection has grown for the most part each year since.
First year they did 3,126 cans. Second year they did 3,891 cans. Third year, 3,173. Fourth year, 3,608. This year, they finished the total of 4,846 items that our kids in the town raised for the food pantry. So over the total of 6 years, just for that program alone, the kids have raised 24,638 cans for the food pantry. That's a good thing.
Another program coming up December 15th is the Atlantic Police Department's Christmas Family Dreams.
Starts at 8 o'clock in the morning right here by the police department. We start taking them shopping all over Atlanta.
And Shop with a Cop takes place December 16th at 12:45 p.m. at the Walmart here in Atlantic. Chief Erickson said his officers will show up along with young Miles Jones from Cumberland.
He came down here in June and invited us with a little handwritten birthday invite to his birthday party because he wanted cops to show up. So I had some of my guys go up there for it. He showed up at the police department. His grandma made the uniform, hat and all, full dress. He showed up down here and invited us to go out there to his birthday party because he wanted to have a policeman's birthday party. So he took under his own deal here just not too long ago and posted a thing on Facebook that this Officer Miles would go around and helping to raise money for the kids programs this year. And the little guy raised almost $1,000 worth of money for the kids Christmas.
Lieutenant Hogue drove Miles around town to collect the donations, and the PD made Miles an honorary policeman. They also invited him to the Shop with a Cop event this Sunday. Erickson said also the PD has invited Atlantic kids to attend a free movie this Saturday with the help of some chaperones. The chief also thanked the council Wednesday for their investment last May in new load-bearing vests, or LBVs, that replace the standard duty belts officers wear that weigh nearly 30 pounds with all their added equipment necessary for them to perform their duty. Those belts have been causing lower back pain among many officers, old and young alike. 12 vests were purchased for about $5,130 altogether. The vests have a 5-year warranty and match the current color of the APD uniforms. They were paid for through the Employee Benefits Fund. And the Atlantic Police Department on Thursday issued a reminder to citizens of the community that phone scams are still taking place and affecting residents. Officials say lately the police department has received reports of high dollar amounts and personal information being taken over the phone from persons who call, pretending to be from Microsoft and Discover Card. Authorities warn you to be very careful in handing out any personal information and do not allow companies access to your computer to fix anything. Microsoft will never contact you to tell you your computer is infected by a virus. And if you have any questions about your credit card account, contact that company directly. The news was brought to you by ASI Audiology and Hearing Instruments at 601 Poplar in Atlantic. Call 243-5796. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.